Southern Health Department. Tonight's game features the visiting Tacoma Rainiers and your 2022 Sacramento Rivercats. My name is Rain, your public address announcer this evening. On behalf of the Southern Health Department staff, welcome and enjoy tonight's game. Now, let's get things warmed up tonight. Welcome to the field, your host, Orphan Andrew, and your 2022 Sacramento Bearcats Cat Crew.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Sutter Health Park in Sacramento, California, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Sacramento Rivercats, AAA affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. This is the opening game of a six-game series. The Rainiers have played nothing but six-game series so far this year. They're still looking for their first series win. They're still looking for their first series split. They thought they might have had one this past week against Reno, but they ended up losing the final game on Sunday. 4-3, the final score. That ended a long day at the park. The Rainiers with a record-setting 5-hour and 12-minute rain delay prior to first pitch on Sunday. It was supposed to be a day game. We ended up playing a night game, and Reno prevailed 4-3 with a go-ahead home run by Stone Garrett in the seventh inning. So Reno ended up taking 4 out of 6 from the Rainiers, and Tacoma continuing having a real struggle finding victories, now sitting with a record of 11 wins and 25 losses on the year. Maybe they could get it turned around here in Sacramento. We've got some ringers in the lineup today. The Rainiers had several players recently acquired by the club report today and are in the lineup, most notably Jared Kelnick, who was optioned to Tacoma on Friday, was in New York when that happened. They told him to take his time, the Mariners did, and to report when the team was in Sacramento. So he did that, and he's here today. Also, new infielder Alex Blandino has arrived today. He was just acquired in a trade, and Blandino is in the starting lineup today. And also the start-stop rehab process of Kyle Lewis, which was slowed down due to the weather in Tacoma the last couple of days. He is back in the lineup today here in sunny Sacramento, where it was over 90 degrees this afternoon. So the Rainiers now with Kyle Lewis and Jared Kelnick in the lineup for today's game, plus a new AAA veteran in Alex Blandino. Should be a good one today. couple other roster moves just to get that taken care of. Adrian Sampson has reported he is a starting pitcher, and Sampson is likely to go later in this series. Also, Cesar Turris Jr. And Miguel Perez were transferred to extended spring training. Yoan Ramirez, the reliever, got traded to the Cleveland Indians for cash considerations yesterday. That's your roster update. Also, on top of all that, Evan White is expected to start a rehab assignment with Tacoma tomorrow, so we've got that on the horizon. Well, on the Sunday, we normally interview manager Tim Fedorovich on Sundays, but we didn't do it 2 days ago because of the uncertain aspect of the weather. I didn't even know when we were going to start the broadcast for the most part, so couldn't really promote a manager interview. But we've got one today. So we've got, I had a chance to talk to Tim Fedorovich today. We'll discuss the addition of Kelnick, seeing familiar faces in the opposing dugout. And also today is the debut of the robot umpires, the automated ball strike system, which we'll discuss at length during the game. So we'll visit with manager Tim Fedorovich right after this.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
It's our weekly visit with Rainier's manager, Tim Fedorovich. Tim, thanks for joining me today.
Yep, glad to be here.
A little different today after the long rain delay. We didn't do this on Sunday, knowing that that game was in doubt. Ended up getting played after the world's longest rain delay. Now we're here in Sacramento starting a series, and there's a lot of things going on with the Rainier's right now. First and foremost, you've got new players in who were acquired recently, most notably Jared Kelnick. What can you tell us about, you know, how you're going to mix in the new guys and what you're looking for?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Kelnick's going to play a majority of the games, move him around all three positions in the outfield. He's going to be hitting towards the top of our lineup. You know, we're really excited to have Kel. You know, he struggled a little bit in the big leagues, but we're excited to just get him back down here and just get him back having fun, you know, playing the game that he loves.
Now, I'm sure you've seen this in your career with teammates. When you were playing in the past, the kind of hyped prospect goes up to the big leagues and ends up having to come back to AAA. How do players typically handle that situation?
Yeah, I mean, most of the time they come back to a spot in AAA where the pitching may not be as what they're used to facing in the big leagues, but they usually go off, and I did it a few times myself. It's kind of a sigh of relief, honestly. You come down, you get out of the pressure for a little bit, you start getting back to your routine, and you kind of just fix some things that really you didn't know needed fix.
Kelnick's in the lineup today, first game of the series in Sacramento. I just filled out my scorecard. Sacramento has three players in their starting lineup who were in your starting lineup within the last 25 days. This is bizarre.
Yeah, no, I know. It's the nature of this game. You know, sometimes you talk to teams about different players, and all of a sudden another player pops up, and then sure enough, we're playing three guys that we had on our team 2 weeks ago. So it's good for these guys. It's good for everyone to kind of experience at some point, just going to a different environment and still having them perform. I think it's going to be good for everybody involved.
Do you think that there's any sort of advantage on your side, maybe, because you do know? I mean, you should know a scouting report on a Donovan Walton and a Kevin Padlo, right?
Yeah, that's right. But, I mean, you still got to execute it. And that's the part of the game that you really don't know how it's going to go. You kind of put yourself in a good situation to win. You just see how it plays out.
with Rainiers manager Tim Fedorovich. Tim, today's a kind of landmark day in the Pacific Coast League. For the first time ever, starting with today, all games in the league are going to be using the ABS, the Automated Ball Strike System, also known as the Robot Umpire. I know you've had a chance to review how it's going to work. What do you think we can expect to see today?
I honestly can't tell you. First day for everybody. I know that it's going to be different, but we also know there's probably going to be a little less complaining because there's really no one to complain to. So yeah. We'll just see how it goes. I mean, I'm excited to see it, and we'll kind of go from there.
Have you talked to the team about it?
Yeah, we've mentioned it a couple times, catchers especially, pitchers. I think we just all just want to see it before we make any assumptions. So we'll have this week, and then we'll kind of reassess and see where we're at.
All right, I look forward to seeing it too. Tim, thanks a lot for the visit, and good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Tim Fedorovich, manager of the Rainiers. I'll be back with the starting lineups right after this.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And VECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
VECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First, for the visiting Rainiers, who are 11-25 on the season, the Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off for Tacoma, playing shortstop is Sam Haggerty. Batting second, designated hitter Kyle Lewis. Hitting third and playing right field is Jared Kelnick. In the cleanup spot doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Batting fifth, the first baseman Zach Green. Hitting sixth is left fielder Marcus Wilson. Batting seventh and playing third base is Eric Mejia. Hitting eighth, center fielder Forrest Wall. And batting ninth, second baseman Alex Blandino. On the mound, left-hander Justice Sheffield. Sheffield is 0-2 with a 24.30 ERA in two starts. Sacramento is 18-18 on the season. They're the Giants affiliate. Familiar face in their dugout, Dave Brundage, who managed the Rainiers back in 2016 and used to play for Tacoma. He filled out his lineup card today and put Elliot Ramos in the leadoff spot. Ramos is playing right field. Batting second is second baseman Donovan Walton. That's ex-Rainier number one. Hitting third and playing third base is David Villar. The cleanup man is Kevin Padlow at first base. That is ex-Rainier number two. Hitting fifth and playing left field is Austin Dean. Batting sixth is center fielder Stuart Fairchild. That's ex-Rainier number three. Hitting seventh and doing the catching is Michael Papirski. Batting eighth, designated hitter Ricardo Genoves. And hitting ninth, the shortstop Archimedes Gamboa. On the mound, Sean Jelly. Jelly is 2-1 with a 6.31 ERA. He makes his seventh start of the season. Our umpires today using the new automated ball strike system is home plate umpire Matt Winter. The crew chief is Cody Oaks. He's at first base. And over at third is Dylan Wilson. It's Tacoma and Sacramento here at Cheney Stadium. We're moments away from the Rivercats taking the field and getting this game started. One thing of note, this is going to be the Rainiers' first real warm weather series of the season. It is going to be 90 degrees plus for most of this week. And I can tell you a lot of the guys on the team are excited about that. They like playing in those types of conditions. And that's what we're going to have here this week. All right, the Rivercats have taken the field. That's it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of today's game right after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer?
When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
If you want to leave me for another house, I totally understand.
House? Where's this coming from?
It's just, I know there's some newer homes on the market.
I didn't even know that, because I'm not looking.
I bet those other houses don't have a crack in their foundations.
You know that crack doesn't bother me.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Jose, how much longer till this dough's ready?
No one can bake gluten-free vegan goodies better than Suri.
Wait, both Jim and Marion's last days are the same day?
But he needs to whip up a new shift lead without interviews burning his time.
Gotta get interviewing before my calendar is cooked.
Oh. Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard, so you can stay organized and connected all the way to the hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Well, good evening, and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball as we're about ready to start this one, the Rainiers and the River Cats. First meeting of the year between these two teams, division rivals. They usually play each other a lot each season, and that will be the case this year as well. In fact, Sacramento is the closest team geographically to Tacoma in the Pacific Coast League. Well, Sam Haggerty stands in, and the 6'11" Sean Jelly is on the mound, and his first pitch is taken down low for a ball, and we are underway. Haggerty hitting 303 with five homers and 19 runs batted in, and the next pitch is down and in. Two balls, no strikes. All eyes are going to be on the strike zone tonight. What's a strike and what isn't a strike? Because we are using the automated system. The umpire does not get to decide what's a ball and what's a strike. This one's down low, ball three. There's still a home plate umpire standing there. He has an earpiece, and the computer system that determines if it's a ball or a strike relays to his earpiece what it is, what the pitch is, and then he gives the indication. And it's instantaneous, or nearly. 3-0 pitch is in there for a strike, and now the count is 3-1. And now into his motion is Jelly, and this one is swung on and hit in the air to shallow center. On comes Fairchild. He can't reach it. It drops for a base hit, and Haggerty is on with a bloop single to center field. So he's aboard to get things started. And Haggerty is at first base, and now Kyle Lewis will be the batter. Lewis on the rehab assignment to last played on Saturday, went 1-for-4 on Saturday with a bloop single. I think that he'll finally and I'm just speculating, but I'm hoping he'll finally get to play in his consecutive games here in Sacramento, where the weather is a lot better than it was in Tacoma this past weekend. That's an understatement. Just saw a pickoff move to first. Haggerty back in. Haggerty has 12 steals and has only been caught once. Sacramento is good at preventing teams from running. And that is a hallmark of a Dave Brundage club. As here's one inside for a ball to Kyle Lewis. 1-0 the count to Lewis. We're at the stadium formerly known as Raley Field, and after 20 years with that name, it's kind of hard to get it out of your head, but it is now called Sutter Health Park, same ballpark. So now the next pitch to Lewis is on the outside edge for a called strike, and it's 1-1. This is a pitcher's ballpark by Pacific Coast League standards. Deep alleyways here. It's 403 to center, 380 to right center and left center. Symmetrical ballpark, 335 down the lines. So now the 1-1 pitch to Kyle Lewis is on its way, and it swung on. It bounced to third on two hops. VR has it, goes to second for one. Relay to first in time for two. Lewis grounds into the 5-4-3 double play. And just like that, two men are out at the top of the first inning. And that'll bring Jared Kelnick to the plate for his first Tacoma appearance of 2022. I know a lot of us, myself included, were hoping he wouldn't be with the Raiders this year, that he would take off in the big leagues, but it didn't happen. Kelnick hitting 140 in 30 games for Seattle, and he now takes the first pitch in there for a strike. Just optioned on Friday. Mariners told him to take a couple days before reporting, clear his head a little bit. And now this is his first game, and he takes down low now. And the count goes to one ball, one strike. So an even count to Kelnick. And the next pitch is a swing and a foul tip. That's strike two. Kelnick still just 22 years old and has plenty of future ahead of him in baseball. One ball, two strikes to Kelnick. The Rivercats shift him with three infielders on the right side. Jelly with a 1-2 pitch, and it is inside, 2-2. They have Padlo, Walton, and Gamboa on the right side of the infield. That's not the Rainiers, that's the Rivercats. They have the former Rainiers everywhere. They have two guys from last year's squad who aren't in the starting lineup today. In Wyatt Matheson and also relief pitcher Matt Caricetti. Now the pitch is a called strike three, and down goes Kelnick looking, and that is the first out in the top of the first inning. Kelnick just watching strike three go by. No runs on a hit, no errors, no one left. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Tacoma nothing, Sacramento coming to the plate.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Right here's did not score in the top of the first inning, and now the Sacramento River Cats come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. And on the mound today for the Red Ears, Justice Sheffield, and he could really use a good outing. His first two performances since coming down from the big leagues have been rough. Last time out, got knocked out of the second inning with one out, having allowed five runs, and had big walk problems last time. All told, at 3 1/3 innings for the Red Ears since being optioned to AAA, he's allowed 9 runs on 9 hits and 4 walks. A couple of homers, too. Elliot Ramos leads things off for Sacramento. Right-hand hitter hitting just .193 after 28 games. Giants first-round pick in 2017 who made his major league debut earlier this year. Waiting while the River Cats determine who their first base coach is going to be and send him out there. All right, we're ready to go now. First pitch to Elliot Ramos is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Sheffield. Now into his motion, the lefty on the third base end of the rubber with the pitch, and it swung on and fouled back. And the count's 0-2. Now the 0-2 pitch is on its way. And this is, it bounces up to the plate and then hits Ramos in the hip. And he's going to go down to first base. A slider that got away from Sheffield. And it's just kind of indicative of how it's gone for Sheffield here. We just saw it in a microcosm right there. He goes strike one, strike two on Ramos, and then a pitch gets away from him. It bounces in the dirt and hits the batter. And it got wildly away from Sheffield, bouncing way in front of the plate. And it hit Ramos right on the backside. And so he goes to first base. And now Donovan Walton is the batter in his River Cats debut. And the former Rainier takes a fastball for a strike, 0-1. Since Donovan Walton was traded to Sacramento for Alex Blandino, who is playing second base right now for the Rainiers, he's already been to the big leagues. Here's the 0-1, and it is on the outside edge, strike two. He originally was told to report to Sacramento at the time of the trade, and then the Giants decided to call him up, and he played in a game for San Francisco, went 1-for-4 with a double, and then was optioned to Sacramento. And this is his first game with the River Cats. Now Sheffield with the 0-2 pitch to Walton, and it is low for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Sinking fastball from Sheffield. Now here comes the 1-2 pitch, and it swung out and fouled away. Still one ball, two strikes. Sheffield going with a slider there. Now the runner goes, the pitch is outside of the dirt, and no chance at a throw for O'Keefe. Stealing second base is Elliot Ramos, his second steal of the year. Had a big jump, and the pitch was outside in the dirt, and by the time the ball was in O'Keefe's mitt, he couldn't even fathom a throw at that point. There was no point. So Ramos is at second. Two balls, two strikes. And now Sheffield with the pitch, and it is in the dirt outside for a ball. Another slider getting away. Sheffield really having trouble commanding the slider here at the start. And the count goes full, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes, no one out. Ramos at second base. And Sheffield's ready. Here's the 3-2 pitch. And it swung on and hit in the air towards left. Shaded towards the line is Marcus Wilson. He reaches out and he can't get it. And it rolls past him and goes towards the base of the wall. Around third is Ramos. He scores. Hit at second base with a double down the left field line is Donovan Walton. And the Rivercats take a 1-0 lead at the bottom of the first. Wilson almost caught this ball. He was shaded towards the foul line to begin with. And Walton hit it over there, tight to the line. Wilson went towards the line, reached out with a backhand on the move to try to catch it close to the grass. Just couldn't reach it, and it had skipped past him. He had to go back and retrieve it, and it's an RBI double for Walton. Here's David Villar, the league's home run leader, and he takes the first pitch high for ball one. Villar hitting .310 with 12 homers. He's tied for the league lead with 36 runs batted in. Sheffield's 1-0 pitch is a swing and a foul. 1-1 the count. VR just named the Pacific Coast League Player of the Week for last week. Had four homers and 10 runs batted in during a series at El Paso. Now the 1-1 pitch to VR is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. And Sheffield's ahead of the count. He's been able to get ahead of the count, but the first two men have reached against him. One hit by a pitch, the other one with a double. Now Sheffield's set. And here comes the 1-2 pitch. And it is outside. Oh, called strike three. And there we have our first episode with the automated ball strike system. The robo-umpire ringing up David VR on a pitch that I think a lot of people thought might have been a little high and wide. So there we go. The robot says, hey, this is a strike. One down, and now Kevin Padlow will be the batter. It is a literal interpretation of the strike zone. Runner goes to third, pitches a strike, and again, no throw by O'Keefe as Walton steals third base, getting a huge jump. And now the Red Ears bring the infield in. You should have seen the third base coach, Holbert. So there's one down low for a ball. Holbert Cabrera, former big leaguer. One of the friendliest people in the PCL. Always will chat with anybody. He reacted quite strongly on that called strike three to VR. But as Tim Fedorovich said in the pregame show, we're going to see what happens. There's really no one to argue to. Like, you can't, who do you argue to? You can't, like, you know, direct an argument at anyone. Here's one outside for, again, 1-2. They called it a strike. All right. Early indication is that the automated ball strike system is given the outside edge to, compared to what we're used to seeing, to the right-handed hitters. 1-2 the count. And this one is down and in for a ball. 2-2. They've got the system installed in all 10 PCL parks, and it's been installed since opening day in all 10 parks, and has been running, but has not actually been used to call the game. So now the 2-2 is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Padlow, and Sheffield has back-to-back strikeouts here at the bottom of the first inning. And now Austin Dean is the hitter, and O'Keefe decides to go to the mound and talk to Sheffield for a moment. Red Ears wearing their reds today, the red jerseys with the gray road pants. And the Rivercats are decked out in their very colorful Copa de la Diversión jerseys. They are dorados. Well, here's Dean, and the pitch to him is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Dean's a AAA veteran who came up through the Marlins system, and he had his best game as a pro, at least in terms of homers, on Sunday in El Paso. He hit 3 home runs on Sunday, all of them solos. See, now swings and bounces, one foul. So Dean's hitting 240, but he went from 5 homers to 8 homers in one day in El Paso. So 240, 8 homers, and 17 runs batted in on the year. Sheffield's ahead of the count, 0-2. I'd try to hit that outside edge again if it's expanded out that direction. See if he goes out there. The 0-2 pitch is in the dirt for a ball, 1-2. A run is in here in the bottom of the first. Now, the next pitch from Sheffield is a breaking ball, bloop to the right side. Fielding it on a hop is Zach Green, and he takes it to the base himself for the putout, and the inning is over. But Sacramento's on the board. They get one run on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the second inning. Rivercats 1, right here is nothing.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Let's plan on having concessions over there.
Mike is remodeling the old family drive-in movie theater.
Hey, go find Gavin. Tell him the sound team is here.
He'll need a new front-of-house cast and behind-the-scenes crew.
Hey, can we talk staffing real quick? I'm thinking at least 6 per shift.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Well, we go to the second inning of play. It is Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing. Brian O'Keefe to lead things off. Right-hand batter. Here's the pitch from Sean Jelly, and it is taken inside for a ball. 1-0 the count to O'Keefe. O'Keefe's in his 10th game for Tacoma, hitting .344 with a homer and 3 runs batted in. Now the next pitch is bounced towards third, past the backhand attempt by VR, and that's a fair ball. O'Keefe's digging for second. Dean picks it up in shallow left field and has no play. It's a double for Brian O'Keefe to lead off the top of the second inning. Bounding ball right down the third baseline. And VR tried to react quickly and make a backhand attempt, but he couldn't reach it. So O'Keefe is in scoring position at second. And now Zach Green is the hitter, hitting .258 with 8 homers and 26 runs batted in. Now the pitch is taken for a ball. 1-0 the count to Green. Yeah, the 1-0 is a called strike. Fastball 1-1. It's a homecoming for Zach Green. He's from here, Carmichael, California. That's a Sacramento suburb. And he also played here in 2019 for the Rivercats. Good story on him in the News Tribune today, written by Lauren Smith. So now the 1-1 is hit in the air towards right, but it's not carrying. In fact, coming in on the ball is Elliot Ramos, and he makes the catch. And there's the first out at the top of the second inning. Green flies to right. But Green got his first ever major league call-up in 2019 from Sacramento to the big leagues, San Francisco Giants. And Sacramento was playing at Cheney Stadium when he got the word. A little interesting note to that story. Here's Marcus Wilson. He's been swinging a hot bat. Average hit .219 now with seven homers. He's reached base in his last five games. Had two walks on Sunday. Jelly's pitch is a fastball that is called a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 on its way. And it is in for a strike, going 2. Jelly, 93 on the gun. Now the 0-2 pitch is swung on, hit in the air to shallow right center. Long run in for Stuart Fairchild. He dives and can't get it. It drops in for a hit. With only one out, O'Keefe had to hold up to see if it would be caught or not, so he can only advance one base to third. Marcus Wilson has a bloop single, and the Red Ears have runners at first and third with one out in the top of the second inning. A little flare of a hit for Marcus Wilson, who typically, when he gets hits, has very hard hit balls, but not this time. He got fortunate. One of his bloopers fell in. He'll take it. First and third with one out, and Mejia now settling into the batter's box. And Mejia is hitting .231 with three homers. Wilson leads from first, and the pitch is a fastball called a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch, down and in for a ball. 1-1 the count. Now, Jelly is set. And this one is down low for a ball. So two balls, one strike. And the pitch is waved at and missed. And the count's now even to Mejia, 2-2. Now a toss to first base, and back in safely is Wilson. So 2-2 the count, and the next pitch is a swing and a chopper to the right side. Walton has it, goes to the shortstop for one. That's all they get. It's scoring from third is O'Keefe, and the Red Ears are on the board. It is 1-1. So Mejia bounces into a force play at second, but that's enough to bring in the run. O'Keefe scores from third, and Tacoma's on the board, and now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Wall hitting .209 with a .300 on base percentage. Stands in, left-hand hitter, and he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 coming. And this is in there for a called strike. Sean Jelly made his major league debut very recently. May 6th, pitched a scoreless inning out of the Giants' bullpen against St. Louis. in a home game in San Francisco. And he tied the record with that performance. Sears a toss to first. He is tied as the tallest player in Major League history. There was a pitcher in the early 2000s named John Rauch, who was 6'11". And that's how tall Jelly is. And Jelly, when he got called up and pitched in a game, tied him. Here's one up and in for a ball to Forrest Wall. One ball, two strikes, the count. Next pitch coming, and it is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. Wall just getting a piece of it to stay alive. Still 1-2. Now here comes the 1-2 on its way. Runner goes, swinging, a miss, strike three. Wall goes down swinging, and that does it for the Red Ears in the second inning. But Tacoma ties it up. Red Ears get a run on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the second. Tacoma and Sacramento are all even, 1-1.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma and Sacramento are tied up 1-1. And Justice Sheffield's on the mound for the Red Ears. They'll face Stuart Fairchild, Michael Papirski, and Ricardo Henoves. And the first pitch misses for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next offering on its way. And this one is high. Two balls, no strikes the count. And this one is called high. 3-0. So Sheffield behind the count to Fairchild. Three balls, no strikes. Next pitch is in there for a called strike. Fairchild just designated for assignment by the Mariners and ultimately traded to San Francisco. So now the 3-1 pitch is in for a strike, and the count goes full 3-2. He's the one who was traded for Alex Blandino, who was going to bat for his first time as a Rainier next inning. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and it is inside, ball four. Fairchild draws a leadoff walk at the bottom of the second inning. And now Michael Papirski will be the batter. And Papirski is making his River Cats debut today. But we've already seen him. He was with Sugarland. And he was just traded to the Giants for the Major League utility infielder, Mauricio Dubon, who went to the Houston Astros. Papirski's a switch hitter. He'll bat right-handed here. And the pitch from Sheffield is taken for a ball, 1-0. Papirski's a very patient hitter who draws a lot of walks. He led the league in walks last year, hitting .211 with Sugarland this year. Sheffield now with the 1-0, and it is over for a called strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Now Sheffield with his next pitch, and this one's way outside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Now here comes the 2-1, and it is ball three. Some close pitches, but the robot umpire is not calling them strikes. System debuting all around Pacific Coast League parks today, as here's a foul out of play by Papirski, and the count goes full, 3-2. Ultimately, if you come to a game and you don't know the system is in play, you may not ever know that the system was in play, because there's no indication that the balls and strikes are being called by a computer. With the earpiece and the plate umpire's mask. So here's one. Well, tossed to first. Fairchild's back in. There's just the slightest delay of the call by the plate umpire. More of a delay than you would expect, but only by, you know, a fraction of a second. Just not quite as natural. Here's a swing and a fly to right field. Coming in on the ball is Kelnick, still coming in, and he makes the catch on the run and then drops the ball, taking it out of his glove. And the fans react, but the out had been recorded. Papirski flies to right field. And now Ricardo Henoves is the hitter. Kelnick was charging towards first base when he caught that ball. And so the drop occurred when he was pulling it out of his glove. He was still running. He was thinking about maybe rifling a throw to Zach Green to see if it could double off Fairchild. I don't think he would have been able to get him, but that's what he was kind of thinking. And we'll never know, because he lost the handle and there was no throw. First pitch to Henoves is low for a ball, 1-0. Ricardo Henoves hitting .262 with two homers, 15 runs batted in 23 games. Right-hand hitting, catching prospect. He's only 22. And in his first AAA season, swing and a foul, and the count's 1-1. The Giants are breaking in a rookie as their catcher in the big leagues in Joey Bart. And they've got a 22-year-old starting in AAA right behind him. Giants are strong in catching right now. They have another touted catching prospect named Philip Bailey, who is in the lower levels. 1-1 pitch is inside. It gets away from O'Keefe, breaking for second base, and making it there is Fairchild. Runner at second now with one out, and a two-ball, one-strike count to Henoves. Now the pitch is ball three, 3-1. Now this one's up and away for a ball. And heading down to first base is Henoves. So two walks, with a flyout in between, and Sacramento has two on with one out. And now Archimedes Gamboa will be the hitter. joining a short list of Archimedes in Pacific Coast League history. Gamboa hitting .260 in 30 games for Sacramento with a homer, 14 runs batted in. Patient hitter, draws a lot of walks. Now the pitch to Gamboa is a swing and a miss there, strike one. Gamboa is a switch hitter, batting right-handed. He was in the Phillies system last year, splitting his season between AA Redding and AAA Lehigh Valley. 0-1 pitch, fouled, out of play. Count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Now the next pitch from Sheffield is on its way, and it is down and in for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now the runners go, or at least the lead runner does. Pitches down and in. Throw to third. Not in time. Fairchild steals third. Hedoves held at first. So Fairchild steals third base. Already three steals for Sacramento with Sheffield on the hill. This is the first time O'Keefe's been able to get a throw off, but still too late. He didn't really have a chance to get the out. They're getting big jumps. Now here's the 2-2 pitch on its way to Gamboa. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with an off-speed pitch, and there's the second out of the inning. Sheffield needed that strikeout. Two down, runners still at first and third. And Elliot Ramos will be the batter. Tie game here at the bottom of the second inning, 1-1. Opener of a six-game series, and hey, we've got day baseball tomorrow. So now the pitch is inside for a ball. 1-0 to Ramos. See if Sheffield can put a zero up there, just get Ramos out. 1-0 pitch. Swung on, grounded towards third slowly. Mejia fields it, throws across the diamond to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. Sheffield does it. A scoreless bottom of the second. No runs, hits, or errors. Two runners left on. We go to the third inning of play here at Sutter Health Park. It is Sacramento 1, Tacoma 1.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Thank you. We go to the third inning of play here in Sacramento. The Tacoma Rainiers and Sacramento Rivercats are tied up. 1-1 is our score. Leading things off for the Rainiers, making his Tacoma Rainiers debut, is the right-hand hitter, Alex Blandino. And he takes the first pitch for ball one inside, 1-0 the count. Blandino traded for Stuart Fairchild. And he just switched clubhouses as here's one in for a strike to Blandino. Now, Sacramento was on the road when this trade went down on Friday. It's now the 1-1 pitch outside for a ball, 2-1. But Blandino was playing for them in their series at El Paso. And he got traded. So he came back here and then just moved from the home clubhouse to the visiting side as he takes a strike. 2-2 now. He's an infielder out of Stanford, has some big league time. He has a utility man with the Cincinnati Reds. Was hitting just 183 for Sacramento this year, but he's better than that. So he takes the next one down low for a ball, 3-2. And now the payoff pitch from Jelly is outside, ball four, and it's a leadoff walk. Blandino heads down to first base. And that gets things started for the Red Ears in the third. Now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. Haggerty singled in the first and is one for one today. Now the pitch is ball one down low, 1-0. Now the pitch swung on, bounced towards the shortstop slowly, charged and fielded by Gamboa. He throws to first in time to get Haggerty. Blandino advances into scoring position at second base, where he's now in conversation with Donovan Walton, probably saying, hey, now wait a second, didn't you used to play for my team and I used to play for your team? What's going on here? There's a lot of that going on in this game. So Blandino is in scoring position at second with one out, and here's Kyle Lewis, who grounded into a double play his first time up. And Kelnick moves into the on-deck circle. Now the pitch from Jelly is a swing and a foul tip at the plate there, strike one to Lewis. Lewis has 8 hits in 25 at-bats on this rehab assignment. 320 average. So 0-1 the count. And the pitch is fouled away. 0-2 the count. So no balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch to Kyle is a swing and a miss there, strike three. Jelly just fanned him with a curveball. And that's the second out here at the top of the third inning. So Sean Jelly with his third strikeout of the day, and now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. Kelnick struck out looking his first time up. Jelly is set, and the pitch is over for a called strike. 93 on the gun, 0-1 the count to Kelnick. And time called because Kelnick is being attacked by an insect. He is waving away gnats or something. That's allowed. You can call time for that. 0-1 the count now, and the pitch is down in the dirt. It rolls away, and Blandino is going to take third base on the wild pitch. So one ball, one strike to Kelnick. Go ahead, runner at third with two outs at the top of the third inning. And the pitch is swung on, bounced to the right side, backhanded by Padlo at first, and he flips it to Jelly, covering the bag for the out, and the inning is over. Raiders do not score in the third. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Tecoba 1, Sacramento 1.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
Woo-hoo! The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
We go to the bottom of the third inning here in Sacramento. The Rainiers and the Rivercats tied up 1-1. Leading off for Sacramento is Donovan Walton. To really think before I say that. After Walton will be David Villar and then Kevin Padlo for the River Cats. Walton, of course, had a great year last year with Tecoma, helped lead the team to the league championship. And this year was hitting .294 in a dozen games for the Red Ears when he wasn't in the big leagues with Seattle. Pitch in for a strike to Walton from Justice Sheffield. Sheffield into his motion now, and the 0-1 pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. Walton doubled in a run in the first inning. He watches a curveball drop in there for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Now time called by Walton. Here's Sheffield's 1-2, and it's a breaking ball outside. Slider. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and popped up on the infield. Blandino with his first chance as a Rainier, and he makes the catch, and one man is out at the bottom of the third inning. Walton pops up to his replacement on the infield. And now David Villar will be the batter. Villar struck out looking his first time up. He was called out on our first robot umpire double take. Like, really? That's a strike? First pitch to him is inside for a ball 1-0. Reiners thought that one was a strike, and the plate umpire is just shrugging, saying, hey, I didn't call it. Blame the robo-ump. Here's a swing and a pop-up into shallow left center. Back goes Blandino, and he makes the catch for out number two. So VR pops up to Blandino. Two down at the bottom of the third inning. And now Kevin Padlow will be the hitter. Padlow struck out swinging in the first. Right here, shift to their former teammate with three infielders on the left side, and there's a pitch up and away for a ball, 1-0. Now, the automated ball strike system, the strike zone does differ from hitter to hitter. So now the 1-0 is bounced to third, and it's fielded there by Mejia, and he throws out Padlow for the final out of the inning. The zone is based on height. The top and the bottom of the zone is based on the player's official listed height. Of course, the width of the strike zone remains the same. Sheffield sets down the side in order in the third. We head to the fourth. It is Tacoma 1, Sacramento 1.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
Tie game, the Red Ears and the Rivercats all even 1-1, and Brian O'Keefe will lead things off in the fourth. He hit a double in the second inning and scored. He faces the tall righty, Sean Jelly. And the pitch is low and away. Now the 1-0 on its way to O'Keefe. And this is in there for a strike. And that evens up the count, 1-1. Now one misses low for a ball, 2-1. Rivercats came home from El Paso, where they just split a six-game series. It's the 2-1 to O'Keefe. Called a strike, 2-2. The Rivercats won on Sunday, 11-8. I mentioned earlier, Austin Dean hit three solo homers in that game. Isan Diaz hit two homers, and he's not in the lineup today. So the next pitch is a called strike three to O'Keefe. And one man is out in the top of the fourth inning. Strikeout number four for Sean Jelly. And now Zach Green is the batter. Also for Sacramento on Sunday, Jason Krizan, veteran for the Rivercats, was with him all last year. Not in the starting lineup today, but on the bench. So here's one in there for a strike to Green. He had three hits and scored two runs on Sunday in El Paso, which only appears on our radar here. Here's a swing and a miss. Because he didn't play in that game until the fifth inning. He went in for someone in the fifth and still ended up with three hits. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Green goes down swinging, and that's back-to-back strikeouts for Sean Jelly. Two down in the top of the fourth inning, and now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Wilson blooped a single his first time up. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Now pitch misses in the dirt for a ball, 1-1. One-one tie, top of the fourth inning. And the pitch is swung on and hammered to third on one hop, but it's flagged down by VR, and he throws to first and gets Marcus Wilson. Wrap it up the top of the fourth inning. Three up, three down. Red Ears go in order, just like the Rivercats did at the bottom of the third. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It is Tacoma 1, Sacramento 1.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Sacramento. The Red Ears and the Rivercats all tied up 1-1. Austin Dean will lead things off. And Dean grounded out to first base earlier. Sheffield's pitch is down and in for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next offering, swung on and bounced foul on the third base side. So the count's even, 1-1. Next pitch on the way from Sheffield is swung on and hit to the left side. Flagging it down on one hop is Haggerty. His throw to first pulls Green off the bag and safe at first base is Dean. So Dean is on with an infield single. Haggerty had to try to throw on the run to get him at first base, and his throw was not online. So that's the second hit of the game for the Rivercats. Third time the leadoff man has reached against Sheffield in an inning. And now Fairchild is the batter. He walked earlier. Swing and a miss. There's strike one. Fairchild appeared in just four games for the Red Ears after being acquired from the Diamondbacks. And then the Mariners called him up. And then DFA'd him before the trip to Toronto, as here's one down low for a ball. And he was ultimately traded to the Giants for Blandino. One pitch on its way from Sheffield. And it is taken outside for a ball. Talked a little bit about the Rivercats win on Sunday at El Paso. The whole league was off yesterday, but we do want to spend a moment going over Sunday's action just because there were some games of note. It's the 2-1 pitch, grounded foul, third base side. Las Vegas moved into first place in the West by beating Salt Lake 12-7. As Dermis Garcia had three hits, including a homer, and three runs batted in, and Sky Bolt had two hits, a homer, and three runs batted in. Vegas in first place, 20-16, so four games over. A one-game lead over Salt Lake, whom they had been tied with. Here's one inside, and it hit him. It hit Fairchild on the foot, so he's going to head down to first base, and Dean takes second. Two on, no one out for Michael Papirski. Salt Lake lost that game on Sunday, but Joe Adell hit another homer. He's been hot since being sent down by the Angels to Salt Lake. He's hit five homers in just 31 at-bats. He's sort of the Angels Kelnick in that he has not lived up to the hopes in the big leagues, but then crushes it in AAA. We'll see if Kelnick starts doing that again. Here's one inside for a ball to Papirski. We saw Kelnick get hot for the Rainiers last year. Adell is actually 1 year older than Kelnick. He's 23. Now the pitch to Papirski, the 1-0, is called a strike, and the count's even 1-1. It was a wild one in Round Rock on Sunday. The Express scored three runs in the bottom of the ninth to beat Oklahoma City 14-13. That was at the Dell Diamond. Here's one down and in for a ball. Josh Smith for Round Rock had the game-winning RBI single. And Yoel Pozo had four hits and scored three runs. Always try to get Yoel Pozo into the broadcast whenever possible. Sheffield bluffs a move to second, but no throw over. Now here's a swing and a grounder to second. Might be two. Blandino feeds Haggerty. There's one on to Green, and the throw took him off the bag. He tried so hard to keep his right foot planted on that bag, but he had to stretch out, and he ultimately had to stretch too far and lifted his foot off the base. So just one out recorded. Dean advances to third. Fairchild is forced out at second. Papirski reaches it first on a fielder's choice, although it really should have been a double play. So runners at the corners with one out for Ricardo Henoves. Henoves walked his first time up. He swings and wraps one on the ground foul on the third base side. Albuquerque beat Sugarland in one other game on Sunday, 4-3, with Scott Schebler getting three hits and a homer, driving in two. The Isotopes today added the Major League star Chris Bryant on a rehab assignment. He's been injured for the Rockies. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch is down and in for a ball. And Bryant is with the Topes today, but they're not at home. He's doing the rehab assignment for their series on the road at Salt Lake City, which starts tonight. Sheffield with a 1-1 on its way to Henoves. And it is a breaking ball inside. Two balls, one strike. There's the 2-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a foul. And the count's even now, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, one out. Sheffield could really use a strikeout here. The pitch is swung on and lined towards right field. There's Kelnick making the catch. Tagging at third is Dean. Kelnick fires to the plate, and Dean dives in safely as the throw was up the first baseline. And Sacramento has a 2-1 lead. Papirski held at first base. It's a sacrifice fly for Ricardo Henoves. So the Rivercats are back out in front. Archimedes Gamboa now the batter. Right here's have some bullpen activity going on. Looks like Patrick Weigel is loosening up. Sheffield's pitch to Gamboa is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Oh, and one the count. Now the pitch in there for a strike. 0-2. Now this one is a called strike three, and down goes Gamboa, and that does it for the Rivercats in the fourth inning. Well, they did score a run here, although in Sheffield's defense, there should have been a double play that would have prevented that from happening. One run for the Rivercats on one hit, an infield single. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the fifth inning. It's Sacramento 2, Tacoma 1.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And VECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
VECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Moving on to the fifth inning of play here in Sacramento, the Red Ears and the Rivercats tied up 1-1. Eric Mejia, Forrest Wall, and Alex Blandino to bat this inning against the right-hander Sean Jelly. And the pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0 the count. Mejia bounced out but drove in a run in the second. 0-for-1 today. Switch hitter bats left, and he yanks the next pitch through into right field, a base hit. And Mejia is on with a leadoff single in the fifth inning. And Tacoma's now had the leadoff man reach base in four of the five innings so far tonight. Now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Wall struck out swinging earlier. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the runner with a delayed steal attempt. The pitch is in for a strike, and stealing second, beating the throw is Mejia. A delayed steal works, and Eric Mejia has his ninth steal of the season. And that's the first for the Red Ears today. 61st as a team. Red Ears still lead all of AAA baseball in stolen bases, but their lead is getting cut into. I saw that an International League squad has gotten quite close. Here's a bunt back towards the mound, fielded by Jelly. Throw to first, in time to get Wall, barely, for the first out of the inning. It'll go in the books as a sacrifice as Mejia moves up to third with one out for Blandino. The Buffalo Bison of the International League. I refuse to recognize them as the Bisons because the plural of bison is bison. Anyway, they're only four steals behind Tacoma coming into play today. They have 56. Rivercats bring the infield in. Runner at third, one out. Tying runner at third. And the pitch to Blandino. Swing and a miss. There's strike one. Blandino walked on in his first plate appearance as a Rainier in the third. I'll see if he can drive in a runner from third base with less than two outs. 0-1 pitch to Blandino. Swung on, grounded, foul. Third base side. That'll be strike two. So no balls and two strikes to Alex Blandino. Blandino, 29 years old, from Bay Area, born in Palo Alto, California. Went to high school with Braden Bishop. Pretty good high school team, I would imagine. Two future big leaguers on it. 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. Strike three. Jelly got him with a knuckle curve. And that is the second out here in the fifth inning. Strikeout number six for Jelly. So Sam Haggerty is going to need to come through in the clutch with a hit if the Red Ears are going to get on the board here. Or maybe some sort of Sacramento mistake. Yeah, the pitch is a check swing. Did he go? Yes, says the third base umpire. 0-1 the count. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. So no balls, two strikes to Haggerty. And Jelly with the 0-2 pitch. Inside it hit him. Haggerty heads down to first base after getting hit by that pitch. And there are runners at the corners with two outs for Kyle Lewis. Lewis has grounded into a double play and struck out so far today. Well, a chance here. See if he can rip one. The pitch from Jelly is down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. The Rivercats are shifted somewhat on the infield with the second baseman still playing on the traditional side of the bag, but up the middle. The outfield is straight away and deep. Yeah, the 1-0 is on its way to Lewis. And there's a slider that's in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. So an even count, a ball and a strike. Next pitch on its way. And it swung on and blasted towards right center field and deep, giving chase his Fairchild, but he's just looking up because it is gone. A three-run home run over the 380-foot sign in right center field. Kyle Lewis has connected, and the Tacoma Rainiers have taken their first lead of the game. It is Tacoma 4, Sacramento 2. The 2020 Rookie of the Year goes deep, blasting one to right center. And the Rainiers with a 4-2 lead. And this situation was set up kind of unexpectedly. Haggerty was up with two outs and the runner at third. Haggerty was behind in the count, no balls, two strikes. And he kind of leaned into a pitch and got hit. And that enabled Lewis to bat as the first pitch to Celtic is outside. And Lewis lifted off a three-run homer to right center field. Next pitch misses for a ball. That one was a strike. 1-1 now to Kelnick. Now this one's down and in. And the count goes to 2-1. A 405-foot home run for Lewis. 2-1 pitch is ball three. Now a swing and a miss, so the count goes full, 3-2. Now a swing and a foul by Kelnick. Now this one swung on and roped to the right side. It eats up Walton and goes into right field. And Kelnick reaches with a base hit on a sharply hit ball. And there's his first solid contact in his return to the Red Ears. A single to right field. Now Brian O'Keefe is the batter. O'Keefe is 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored. Now the pitch misses for a ball. 1-0 to O'Keefe. Now this pitch swung on, bounced towards third on two hops, picked by VR, and he'll toss it over to first base for the out, and the inning is over. But the Red Ears take the lead on Kyle Lewis's bomb. It is his third home run of his rehab assignment. A three-run shot, three runs in the inning on three hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It is Tacoma 4, Sacramento 2.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Ready for an MVP move? Count how many birthdays your water heater has celebrated. If it's more than 10 years old, now is the time to upgrade. Emergency water heater replacements are stressful and expensive. Don't find yourself in that situation. Tacoma Power offers a zero interest loan to help you pay for a hybrid water heater. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
O'Reilly. Don't miss out on Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If your car is ready for a spring cleaning, stop by for great deals on everything you need to keep it looking like new, including Mother's California Gold Wash and Wax, just $5.99 for a 64-ounce bottle. That's a $5 savings. Visit the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts today or shop O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is Tacoma 4, Sacramento 2 after the Kyle Lewis three-run bomb in the top of this inning. New pitcher for the Red Ears to work the bottom of the fifth. It is Patrick Weigel. And Weigel on in relief of Justice Sheffield, who had his best outing since coming down from the big leagues. He went four innings, allowed two hits, one of which was an infield single, and he allowed two runs. And as I mentioned earlier, one of those runs would not have scored if the Red Ears had turned a double play that they really should have turned. So he allowed two runs, both of which were earned. He walked two and struck out four. Here's the first pitch to Elliot Ramos from Weigel, and it is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Ramos is 0 for 1 with a ground out, and he's been hit by a pitch and scored a run today. Now the pitch, it misses for a ball. 1-1 the count. Weigel in his 14th appearance, 0-1 with a 3.18 ERA, one save in 17 innings. His pitch is popped up down the right field line. Over is Kelnick, but it's a foul ball and out of play. 1-2 the count to Ramos. Weigel's last outing, he was terrific. That was on Friday night at Cheney Stadium against Reno. Two perfect innings out of the pen, protecting a tie game in the late innings. Struck out half the batters he faced. Here's his 1-2 pitch to Ramos, and it is outside for a ball, 2-2. Now the 2-2. And it is swung on and fouled off down the right field line. They've got a berm here at Sacramento behind the right field fence, but it curls around the right field foul pole and comes in towards home plate a little ways. So you could sit on the berm down the right field line in foul ball territory like at Cheney Stadium. Although it's a very different type of berm here. It looks doesn't look the same, but it's in the same area. Well, a pitch clock violation has just been called, and it is now a full count to Ramos. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Weigel with the pitch, and it's swung on, hit in the air towards right center. Kelnick and Wall are over there, and Kelnick makes the catch. One out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Weigel gets Ramos. And now Donovan Walton will be the bat. Walton, 1-for-2 in his first game ever against his former team. And the first pitch to him is in there for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Next pitch, called a strike. So 0-2. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. He fans Donovan Walton with his fastball, and Weigel strikes him out on 3 pitches. So two men are gone. And now David Villar is the batter. Villar is 0 for 2 so far. And the first pitch misses for a ball. Want to know the count. Now the pitch misses for a ball. 2-0. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. Now the 2-1 is a swing and a miss, and the count is even. Weigel's 2-2 pitch, swung on, grounded towards third, scooped up by Mejia, off-balance throw to first, is in time for the out, and the inning is over. Three up, three down to the bottom of the fifth inning. Patrick Weigel making quick work of the River Cats, and we head to the sixth with the score, Tacoma 4, Sacramento 2.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System. And MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Okay, let's start unloading the sod over here.
The grass is always greener when Haruka's Lawn Care does the mowing.
And then we want to get the flower bed started before lunch.
They need a new landscaping designer to keep their budding business growing.
Oh, can we double check the incline here? This one needs to drain this way.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, we go to the sixth inning of play. The Tacoma Rainiers leading 4-2 over the Sacramento River Cats. And Zach Green will lead things off against Sean Jelly. He's 0-2 today. And the pitch to Green is taken inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Rainiers took the lead last inning. Now the pitch is grounded foul on the third base side. So one ball, one strike. Next pitch to Green. Swing and a miss there. Strike two. And the 1-2 is on its way. And it's swung on. Bounced foul past Rainier's third base coach, Zach Vinci. Also serves as the club's bench coach. Remember, day game tomorrow, 12:05. We'll be on the air at 11:55. Rainiers are starting Darren McCacken tomorrow against Raynell Espinal. Now a swing by Green and a liner into right center field, and there's a base hit. And a few cheers from his fan club as he's from here. And Zach Green has a leadoff single in the sixth. That is five out of six innings that the Raiders have gotten the leadoff man on against Sean Jelly. And now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Wilson is one for two with a single. And the pitch swung on and grounded foul to the third baseline. Strike one. Nothing on our Seattle Mariner Farm report today because all the teams were off yesterday. But wanted to note that in today's action, and we'll have a report on it tomorrow, but today was a good day for the pitching side of the organization. Just because he took the ball, Emerson Hancock made his first start of the year for AA Arkansas today. Yeah, as the pitch to Wilson misses low. Hancock had been out since early in spring training with a strained lat behind the right shoulder. And he was activated and started for AA Arkansas today. So here's one that misses for a ball. 2-1. Elsewhere on the farm, Hillsborough is in Everett, so the Aqua Sox at home starting a series today. And the Modesto Club's on the road at Stockton. 2-1 pitch. This is ball three, 3-1 to Marcus Wilson. Now the 3-1 is swung on, hit in the air to straightaway center field, and lining it up is Fairchild, and he makes the catch. Wilson is out, one away in the top of the sixth inning. And Eric Mejia will be the next batter. There is action in the Sacramento bullpen. Jelly's been in there since the start, 5 1/3 innings. Mejia stands in, 1-for-2 with a single, an RBI, a run scored. Green leads from first base. And the pitch is swung on and blasted to right field. This is deep, and it is back, and it is gone. Well back on the outfield berm beyond the right ears bullpen. Eric Mejia launches his fourth home run of the season. A two-run shot to right field. And the right ears now lead it to 6-2. Eric Mejia jumped all over that pitch and shipped it to the berm in right. Souvenir time out there. Mejia makes it 6-2 to Coba. Now Forrest Wall will bat, but he's not going to face Jelly. There's Dave Brundage, manager of the River Cats. He is on his way out to the mound, and he's going to make the call to the bullpen. So we'll take a break for a pitching change here with one out in the top of the sixth inning. And our score is Tacoma 6, Sacramento 2.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Sacramento 2. We're in the sixth inning. There's one out and no one on base. Eric Mejia's two-run home run just knocked out Sean Jelly. The Rivercats starter went 5 1/3 innings, allowed 8 hits and 6 runs all earned. He walked one and struck out 6. The new pitcher is named Cody Carroll. And this is his 11th appearance for the Rivercats. He's 2-0 with a 6.43 ERA. It's been wild. In 14 innings, he's walked 14 batters with 15 strikeouts. And he's allowed 10 runs. So Carroll comes in. And now the pitch is taken inside and down for a ball. 1-0 the count. Cody Carroll used to be in the Yankees system. They drafted him in 2015. As the pitch is now a strike to Wall. And Carroll was traded to the Giants organization. Now a swing and a pop-up foul, or no, fair, into a shallow left center. And it's going to drop in for a base hit, my goodness. Forrest Wall catches a break. That one fell in. No one seemed to know where it was, including yours truly, as it is just about dusk here in Sacramento. And Forrest Wall takes advantage. He is on. So it's a double for Wall. Pop fly double. And now Alex Blandino is the batter. Now the pitch misses for a ball. 1-0. Now the 1-0 coming to Blandino, and this is called a strike. Carroll's come out of the bullpen firing 96 miles per hour with his fastball. It's one thing that has definitely just continued everywhere we go in this league. As the runner goes to third, the pitch is in there for a strike and no throw. Wall steals third base, so he has his 14th steal of the season, ranks second in the league in that category. And now the Rivercats have to bring the infield in, although the count to Blandino is 1-2. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 2-2. Everywhere we go in the league, the opposing team's bullpen has all kinds of velocity. Two balls, two strikes to Blandino. And this pitch is a check swing foul, a slider there from Carroll. So two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is up high, ball three. Blandino works a full count. Now the payoff is high, ball four. And Blandino draws the walk, and there are runners at the quarters with one out. And the lineup turns over, and now Sam Haggerty will be the bat. Blandino talking to the Red Ears first base coach, Seth Mejia-Spreen. They both came up through the Reds organization and were in the Reds farm system at the same time. Likely teammates at one point or another. Here's Haggerty. Haggerty 1-for-2 with a single. He's been hit by a pitch and scored a run today. Switch hitter bats left. And the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 count to Haggerty. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Now the 1-1. Inside for a ball. 2-1 the count to Haggerty. Rainier's trying to tack on, leading 6-2 in the top of the sixth inning. Next pitch coming, and it is swung on and fouled back. 2-2 the count. Now the 2-2 is down and in, ball three. Full count, 3-2. And the payoff, swinging a foul back. So we'll do it once again. Plantino at first was not on the move on that full count pitch with one out. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul tip held onto by Papirski behind the plate for strike three. Haggerty is struck out and two men are gone in the sixth. So up next is Kyle Lewis, who connected for a three-run home run his last time up, but driving one to right center field. And the catcher, Papirski, went out to talk to his pitcher. Lewis stands in. The pitch from Carroll is launched high in the sky to deep left center field. Fairchild is looking up, but this ball is off the fence in left center, and it bounces back in towards the infield. Two runs are going to score as both Wall and Blandino have crossed the plate, and Kyle Lewis checks in at second base with a long double, and the Red Ears now lead it to 8-2. That ball just was launched off the bat, a high drive towards left center, and it hit the outfield fence next to the 380-foot sign in left center. Kyle Lewis has had a huge impact on this game, driving in five runs. And now it is 8-2. And the pitch to Jared Kelnick is a swing and a miss there, strike one. That's close to being a second homer for Kyle. So now the next pitch is popped up foul on the third base side, and that's out of play in the seats. 0-2 the count to Jared Kelnick. Now the 0-2 is coming. And it is outside and low for a ball, 1-2. Now the 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three, got him with a breaking ball, and Kelnick has struck out, ending the inning. But the Red Ears score four runs in the top of the sixth inning, and they do it with four hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 8, Sacramento 2.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Moving on to the bottom of the sixth inning, Tacoma now with an 8-2 lead over the Sacramento River Cats. Patrick Weigel begins his second inning of relief work. He'll face Kevin Padlow, followed by Austin Dean and Stuart Fairchild. And Weigel comes set now, ready to work on Padlow, and the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Nice to see Kyle Lewis really making hard contact in these last two at-bats. So here's one outside for a ball to Padlow. 2-0 the count. Still don't know when he'll be ready to go. He hasn't been playing very often here. And when he does, he's a DH. When the Mariners call him up, he's going to DH. So here's one inside, at least for a while. But the Mariners really need some offense. My goodness. They got shut out again today by the Blue Jays, 3-0. Jose Barrios. So here's one in for a strike to Padlow. Mariners got shut down by Kikuchi. Now the 3-1 is swung on, and that's hit well to left field. And Padlow has gone deep against his former team. Kevin Padlow launches one to left field. And it is now Tacoma 8, Sacramento 3. It's Padlow's sixth homer in just 43 at-bats since joining the River Cats. And he did get a brief call-up to San Francisco as well. And Padlow has hit 8 home runs in the PCL this year because he did have 2 for Tacoma at the beginning of the year. Now Austin Dean is the batter, and Weigel's pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Second home run Weigel has allowed this season in 18 innings of work. So now here's one up high for a ball. So, yeah, the Mariners did lose today 3-0. Logan Gilbert threw well, allowed 3 runs in 7 innings, had 9 strikeouts, just 6 hits allowed. 2-0 pitch is grounded foul down the first baseline. That was close. 2-1. The Blue Jays scored all 3 of their runs in the second inning on a bases-loaded triple by George Springer. That was kind of a, from what I read, I didn't see it, but from what I read, it was kind of a bloop triple. Perhaps you've already seen it, and I have not, but Yeah, that's what ended up deciding the game. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Dean, and it is in there for a strike. And the count's even, 2-2. Now Weigel's 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Dean, and there's the first out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Second strikeout for Weigel, and now Stuart Fairchild will be the batter. Fairchild is in his third plate appearance of the game. He's walked and has been hit by a pitch. And the pitch is a ball, 1-0. Now this one is down low for a ball, 2-0. Pitch, called a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Now this one's inside, 3-1. Now this one is outside, ball four, a walk to Fairchild. So he reaches for his third time in this game without having put a ball in play. And the Rainiers pitching coach, Alon Leishman, is on his way out to the mound. Tacoma's warming up a lefty in the bullpen. And that lefty in the bullpen appears to be Ian McKinney. On the mound, still going with O'Keefe and Weigel all chatting. The plate umpire now breaks it up. I go with the pitch to Papirski, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Oh, and one the count to Papirski. Rainier's hoping for a double play ball in the infield. Weigel with his pitch, and it's a breaking ball called a strike going to the count. So tomorrow's game's at 12:05, and we anticipate Evan White appearing for the Rainiers and beginning a rehab assignment. The Mariners' former first baseman, Gold Glove winner in the American League. Here's a foul by Papirski. Had sports hernia surgery in late March. He's been on the IL all year. And while he's been injured, he has seen Ty France take the first base job on what appears to be a permanent basis. So I'm not sure what the Mariners are going to do with that. So here's one outside to Papirski, 1-2. But anyway, for White, he's just trying to get healthy and get back in the swing of things again. And he's supposed to start a rehab assignment with the Rainiers tomorrow. One ball, two strikes to Papirski. And this one's outside, ball three. Or ball two, pardon me. Two balls, two strikes now. Now the pitch is in tight, a little high. Full count, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes. One out, runner at first. And Weigel with a pickoff throw, and Fairchild is chased back to the bag. Now the 3-2. Called strike three. And down goes Papirski, and there's the second out at the bottom of the sixth inning. Third strikeout for Weigel. And now Ricardo Henoves will be the batter. Henoves is taking his third plate appearance of the game here. He has walked and hit a sacrifice fly to drive in a run. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. Next pitch, swung on, hit in the air, foul down the right field line. So 1-1 now. And this one is fouled away again. A slider from Weigel that gets fouled off. And the next pitch is a fastball outside. Two balls, two strikes. And this one is swung out and pulled down the left field line. Foul. It goes foul. Still 2-2. Two and two the count. Weigel trying to close out the sixth. Here comes the 2-2 pitch, and it is outside, ball three. Full count. 3-2. So the runner will be off with the pitch. And here it comes, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Henoves, and Weigel has his fourth strikeout, and it closes out the bottom of the sixth inning. But the Rivercats get a run on the Padlo homer. It was the only hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the seventh inning. It is Tacoma 8, Sacramento 3.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
Hustle up. We've got 8 more floors to go before lunch.
Sirusha's window washing business is reaching new heights.
Wipe, wipe, and let's roll.
They need more certified cleaners to keep online reviews crystal clear.
Team, I know we're hustling, but watch for streaks. Candace, can you give me a hand over
Indeed
here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We go to the seventh inning. Tacoma leading Sacramento 8-3. And the Rivercats bring in a new pitcher. The hard-throwing right-hander, Kervin Castro, comes on in relief of Cody Carroll, who went two-thirds of an inning, allowed 2 hits and 2 runs. Walked 1, struck out 2. Castro will face Brian O'Keefe, Zach Green, and Marcus Wilson here at the top of the seventh inning. O'Keefe 1-for-3 today with a double as he settles into the batter's box. Castro throws very hard, but he's been wild this year. In 8 innings, he's walked 13 batters, leading to 9 runs against him. It's 0-1. Here's his pitch to O'Keefe, and it is taken up and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now Castro is set. And the 1-0 pitch is breaking ball, a curve for a strike. 1-1 now. And this next pitch is over for a strike. 1-2 the count. And the pitch is up high and to the backstop. That's a ball. So 2-2 the count. And now time called because music started blaring at the wrong moment. So 2-2 the count. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back. A curve there from Castro, and O'Keefe fouled it straight back. Castro, 23-year-old righty from Venezuela, made his major league debut with San Francisco last season. Now the 2-2 pitch is breaking ball, misses, ball 3. Full count, 3-2. Now the payoff, swung on and fouled back, and it is still 3-2. And O'Keefe now with a full count. O'Keefe resets in the batter's box now. And the payoff is swung on and bounced up the middle, and that's going to get through into center field. A base hit for O'Keefe, his second hit of the game, a bounding ball through the center of the diamond. And he's 2-for-4 today. And now Zach Green will be the batter. Padlo and O'Keefe chatting at first base, two members of last year's championship squad, who were there down the stretch when the Rainiers clinched it all. There's Zach Green, and the pitch is swung on and pulled into left field. That's a base hit for Green, and going to second base and stopping there is O'Keefe. Zach Green is 2-for-4 today. And now Marcus Wilson is the hitter. Wilson's 1-for-3 with a single. Wilson looking for something to drive here against Kervin Castro. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Castro does not appear to be throwing as hard as he did last year. His fastballs have been 93, 94, 95 last year against the Rainiers. He was in the upper 90s on the gun. Next pitch, swing and a foul back by Wilson, and snowballs, two strikes. So 0-2 the count, and the pitch is a breaking ball called strike three, and Wilson knew it. He goes down looking, and one man is out in the top of the seventh inning. So Wilson strikes out, and that will bring Eric Mejia to the plate. Mejia walloped a two-run homer his last time up, really hit it hard in the right field. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Runners with their leads at first and second, and Castro's next pitch is a swing and a miss at the curve, and the count goes to 0-2. Now this pitch swung on, bounced back to Castro. He goes to second for one. Relay to first, too late. Mejia avoids the double play. O'Keefe advances to third. So Green's forced out at second base. And Mejia reaches on a fielder's choice. Runners are at the corners with two outs for Forrest Wall. We've got a pop fly to fall in for a double his last time up. Castro is ready. And the pitch is a fastball for a called strike. Eight, three Rainiers, two on, two out, top of the seventh inning. And the pitch is breaking ball up high. One ball, one strike. And the runner goes from first. The pitch is hit hard off the mound. Leaping to field it is Gamboa, and he throws to first for the out. Wow. Nice reactions by the Rivercat shortstop. Wall hit a rocket up the middle. It hit the sloped mound, took a high bounce, and Gamboa, the shortstop who was up the middle because the runner was moving, he leapt into the air and caught it and then threw out Wall by a step at first base. It'll go in the books looking like an ordinary ground out to shortstop, but there was nothing ordinary about it at all. No runs on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the seventh inning stretch. It is Tacoma 8 to Sacramento 3.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm such a screw-up.
What? House? Why would you talk like that?
How are you even with a house without a walk-in closet?
Stop. You have more than enough storage.
Oh, yeah. And the unfinished basement. Gross.
We'll finish it eventually. Together.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here in Sacramento. The Red Ears leading 8-3. Red Ears bring in a fresh arm to work the bottom of the seventh inning. Riley O'Brien comes in relief of Patrick Weigel. O'Brien, the third Red Ears pitcher to be used today. His first pitch to Archimedes Gamboa bounces up to the plate. Don't need a robot to call that one. That's ball one. One of the things the umpire has to do behind the plate with the new robot umpire, as this one just misses 2-0, is the plate umpire can override the robot on bounced pitches. So the 2-0 is up high for a ball 3-0. Because it theoretically, a pitcher could throw a pitch that bounces in front of the plate and then it comes back up and bounces into the strike zone. And so the robot ump, the computer, might think that it's a strike, but it bounced. So this one misses ball 4. 4-pitch walk to Gamboa to lead off the bottom of the seventh inning. He heads down to first base. And now Elliot Ramos will bat. So the plate umpire is allowed to overrule the robot if the robot calls a pitch that bounces a strike. Here's Ramos. He's 0 for 2 and has been hit by a pitch and scored a run. And this pitch is outside for a ball, and Brian O'Keefe calls time. He needs to go talk to O'Brien. O'Brien's in relief of Patrick Weigel, who went 2 innings, allowed 1 hit, a solo homer. So one run, he walked 1 and struck out 4. Other than the homer, another real strong outing for Weigel, who has been very effective of late. For O'Brien, this is his 8th appearance for the Red Ears. He's 1-1 with a 2.08 ERA and 8 2/3 innings. He's allowed 1 earned run, 12 strikeouts, and that was just the 6th walk he's issued to Gamboa. Pitch to Ramos is way outside, ball 2. Riley needs to throw a strike. 2-0 the count. And this next pitch from the lanky right-hander is swung on and fouled back. And the count goes to 2-1. 94 on the gun on that fastball from O'Brien. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. Just saw that Cesar Valdez is up with the Angels. They called him up from Salt Lake. And pitching in the end of games out of the bullpen as here's one down in the dirt. Ball 3. Valdez he's pitched 2 9-inning complete games in the PCL this year, including one against the Rainiers. And then he gets called up, the 37-year-old, and he's pitching at the end of games for the Angels. I got practice doing that. As the next pitch is a called strike 3 in the eyes of the computer. And Elliot Ramos heads to the dugout. He had tossed the bat aside and was taken off his shin guard when he found out that the computer rung him up. And as Tim Fedorovich said in the pregame show, there's no one to argue with. So one out, and now Donovan Walton is the batter. And the pitch is up high and away. 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0 coming. Swing and a miss, and the count's 1-1. takes a moment outside the batter's box. Now he's ready to hit. And this pitch is just a little inside for a ball, 2-1. Now the 2-1. Inside, ball 3. Rainiers have already started some bullpen activity. We've got a 5-run lead on the road. We're getting into the late innings. Don't want to walk yourself right out of a big lead. 3-1 pitch is low, ball 4. There's the second walk of the inning. So Gamboa takes second, and Walton heads down to first. And now the league's home run leader, David Villar, is the batter. And Alon Leishman, the Red Ears pitching coach, is going to go to the mound and talk to O'Brien. So they'll have a chat. As Nick Ramirez warming up in the Tacoma bullpen. Tim Fedorovich standing on the top step of the dugout. He looked like he was ready to go out to the mound as well. But ultimately, the meeting is over, and O'Brien's going to stay in the game here and face VR with 2 on and 1 out. And the pitch is down in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 the count to VR. And the pitch is in the dirt. Blocked by O'Brien. Or O'Keefe, pardon me. 2-0 the count. Now here comes the 2-0 pitch, and it is outside, ball 3. Padlo on deck. O'Keefe struggling to find the strike zone. 3-0 pitch coming. Down and in, ball 4. Gamboa takes third, Walton second, and VR first as the bases are loaded on walks, and Tim Fedorovich says that's enough. And the Red Ears manager is on his way out to the mound, and he's going to bring in Nick Ramirez to try to get out of this jam. So we've got a break for the pitching change at the bottom of the seventh inning. Red Ears lead 8-3, but the River Cats have the bases loaded with 1 out. We'll be right back.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Red Ears lead by a score of 8-3, but the Rivercats have loaded the bases on three walks, and they have their cleanup hitter, Kevin Padlow, coming to the plate. Red Ears go to the bullpen and bring in Nick Ramirez to try to get out of this one. Ramirez 0-2 with one save, a 2.03 ERA in 13 appearances for the Red Ears. He worked a scoreless inning on Sunday against Reno. He's ready to go here. Padlow homered his last time up, and the pitch is a swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch. There's strike one. Ramirez going with a first pitch changeup, and he got Padlow out in front of it. That's strike one. Yeah, the 0-1 is coming. And this one is another change, and it is just outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Now Ramirez ready. And the 1-1 pitch is swung on, bounced towards third. Slowly Mejia has it, touches third for one, throws to first for two, an inning-ending double play. Just like that, Nick Ramirez gets out of the jam. A bouncer to Mejia at third, takes it to the bag for a force out there. Throw it to first base to get the batter out. And that does it. What a job done by Nick Ramirez. No runs for Sacramento in the bottom of the seventh inning. No hits or errors. Two runners left on base. We go to the eighth. It's Tacoma 8, Sacramento 3.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We go to the eighth inning. The Tacoma Red Ears leading the Sacramento Rivercats by a score of 8-3. New pitcher into the game for the Rivercats, right-hander Jeremy Walker. His eighth appearance for Sacramento this year, 0-1 with a 9.39 ERA in 7 2/3 innings. Walker coming back from injury this year. He's been out since 2019. And healthy again this year. At his first pitch to Blandino is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Walker, former big leaguer with the Atlanta Braves back in 2019. Now his next pitch misses for a ball. 1-1 the count. ...26-year-old righty fires, and this is in there for a strike. 1-2 the count to Blandino. He's 0-for-1 with two walks in his Tacoma debut, and he has scored a run. Hasn't had a whole lot of action on defense, but he's made all the plays. 1-2 pitch is swung out and fouled away. Still 1-2. So 1-2 the count. And Walker is ready. Here's his pitch. And it's a swing and a foul. Oh, no, a miss. And it got past the catcher, Papirski, who has to go to the backstop to go get it. But then he throws to first and gets Blandino. And that is the first out of the inning. He swung at the pitch, and it seemed to go right through the catcher into the backstop. And I thought it had been fouled off. But actually, it tipped the mitt of Papirski and went back to the backstop. Blandino didn't seem to realize the ball hadn't been caught by the catcher. And so he eventually broke towards first, but was thrown out. Anyway, one away, and here's Haggerty, and Haggerty takes a strike. He's 1-for-3 with a single. He's been hit by a pitch and scored a run today. Switch hitter, bats left. Haggerty's now reached base in 11 straight games. And he swings and misses. There's strike two. Oh, 0-2 the count. And the pitch is inside for a ball. 1-2. And this one is a called strike three, and Haggerty goes down looking. Two down. And here's Kyle Lewis, who's had himself a game today. Didn't start out that way. His first time up today, he grounded into a double play, and his second time up, he struck out. Ah, yes, but it was the third and fourth times up when he made the scoreboard change. Three-run homer in the fifth inning and a two-run double in the sixth. And this is not Kyle Lewis at the plate. They're pinch hitting for him. It's Mason McCoy. Wow. After all that buildup, Lewis is done for today. McCoy in from the bench, and he pinch hits for the DH and swings and misses at the first pitch. There's strike one. Next delivery is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike to McCoy, who is hitting 256 with two homers for Tacoma this season. Now pitch is chopped towards short, a two-hopper fielded by Gamboa. And the throw to first is in time for the out, and the inning is over. Three up, three down. Red Ears go in order in the top of the eighth inning. And we head to the bottom of the eighth with the score, Tacoma 8 to Sacramento 3.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Red Ears with the 8-3 lead over the Sacramento River Cats. Austin Dean's going to lead things off this inning. Nick Ramirez got a big double play upon entering the game last inning, and his first pitch to Austin Dean is in there for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Next pitch, grounded towards short. That's handled by Haggerty. He fires to first for the out, one away at the bottom of the eighth inning. Dean grounds out to shortstop. And up next is Stuart Fairchild, who's batting for his fourth time today, and he's 0-for-0. Two walks, and he's been hit by a pitch. Reminder, day game tomorrow, 12:05 p.m. Darren McCacken be on the mound for the Raiders. Against Raynell Espinal. Pitch is in for a strike to Fairchild, 0-1. Now this pitch is over for a strike. 0-2 the count. Now the 0-2. Little hesitation delivery from Ramirez, and the pitch is outside. 1-2 the count. Now this next pitch is inside and off the mitt of O'Keefe. The ball went to the backstop and O'Keefe's mitt fell off. He was reaching in towards the batter to catch the pitch, and good thing no one was on base during that one. 2-2 to Fairchild. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Ramirez fans him for the second out at the bottom of the eighth inning. And now Michael Papirski will be the batter. Papirski is 0-for-3 today. Switch hitter bats right, and the pitch misses for a ball. So 1-0 the count. Next pitch from Ramirez, swing and a foul tip. 1-1. In the top of the ninth, the Rainier scheduled hitters are Kelnick, O'Keefe, and Green. Now the 1-1 is swung on, grounded up the middle, backhanded at second by Blandino behind the bag, and he throws to first in time to get Papirski for the final out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Nice play by Blandino, who was positioned well, but also had to take a step or two before backhanding that sharp grounder. So three up, three down in the bottom of the eighth, and we head to the ninth with the score. Tacoma 8, Sacramento 3.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Well, we go to the ninth inning of play, and the Red Ears with an 8-3 lead. Here's the first pitch of the ninth inning to Jared Kelnick, and it is taken inside for a ball. I want to know the count. Now the next pitch from Walker. In there for a called strike. One offering, swung on, bounced foul, first base side. Now the 1-2 to Kelnick, called strike three right on the inside edge, and Kelnick has struck out for the third time today. 1-for-5, had that single back in the fifth. Third strikeout for Walker, who has faced four batters and retired all of them. Now Brian O'Keefe is the batter. And this one is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Well, keeps 2-for-4 with a single, a double, and a run scored. And Walker's next pitch inside for a ball, 1-1. Walker, a fifth-round draft pick of the Atlanta Braves in 2016 out of Gardner-Webb University. Don't see a whole lot of pros out of that college baseball program. Here's one in for a strike now, 1-2 to O'Keefe. And he reached the big leagues. I don't have the figures available, but I'm guessing he's one of a small number of big leaguers out of Gardner-Webb. I'm sure there are a few. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a bouncer, foul. Still 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. And the next pitch misses for a ball, 2-2. Now swinging a foul back. Well, there we go. That wasn't hard to find at all. Jeremy Walker was the second ever player out of Gardner-Webb University to reach the big leagues. And the first was last year's Reno Aces manager, Blake Lawley. 2-2 pitch outside for a ball. Full count, 3-2 now to O'Keefe. So three balls, two strikes, one out. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back. Still 3-2. Walker making the comeback from shoulder surgery this year after missing two full seasons. Here's his 3-2 pitch to O'Keefe. And it is outside, ball four. And there's the first base runner for the Red Ears since Walker entered the game. He retired the first four batters he faced. So a runner at first, one away for Zach Green. Green's 2-for-4 today with two singles and a run scored. And the pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike one. Next pitch grounded right to the shortstop. Gamboa feeds Walton for one. On to Padlo. There's two. A double play. Zach Green grounds into the 6-4-3 twin killing. And just like that, the top of the ninth inning is over. No runs, hits, or errors. No one left. Right here's three outs away from a victory. Got to get them, though. We head to the bottom of the ninth. It is Tecoma 8, Sacramento 3.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tecoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tecoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Red Ears are trying to seal up a victory. They lead 8-3. New pitcher for the Red Ears. In an attempt to finish this off, it's Fernando Abad, who is a former member of the Sacramento River Cats. Recently signed by the Mariners and placed on the Tecoma roster, Abad is making his fourth appearance since joining the Red Ears. He has no record, a 4.15 ERA. He's allowed two runs in four and a third innings. No walks, three strikeouts. He'll face Ricardo Genovese to start things off. And the first pitch is a breaking ball inside, ball one. Genovese is 0-1 with a walk, a sac fly, and an RBI. Right-hand hitter. Abad's next pitch swung on and fouled back. That evens up the count. It's 1-1. So an even count now on Genovese. And the pitch is swung on and chopped to the left side, charged and picked on a short hop by Haggerty. His throw to first is offline, but Green is able to tag out Genovese after leaving the bag, coming in towards home plate. And there's the first out in the bottom of the ninth inning. So the leadoff man is retired. Genovese grounds out to shortstop. And now the batter will be Archimedes Gamboa. Gamboa's 0-2 with a walk so far. Abad's pitch is taken a little high and away. There's ball one. Rainier's got a big game from the rehabbing Kyle Lewis today. A three-run homer and a two-run double. Next pitch in there for a called strike. 1-1 the count to Genovese. Abad into his motion, and he fires. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball that time from the crafty veteran lefty. Now this one is a called strike three right on the outside edge, and down goes Gamboa, and two men are gone in the ninth. The Raiders are an out away from victory. Elliot Ramos is the batter. He's 0 for 3 and has been hit by a pitch, and he takes the first one down low for a ball. Next pitch, pulled to left field. That's going to get down for a hit and more, as the left fielder is Wilson. He's going to have to play it off the fence, and checking in at second base with a two-out double is Elliot Ramos. So Ramos says this game's not over yet and doubles to left field. And now Donovan Walton is the batter. Former Rainier has a chance to be the last out in his first game against the Rainiers. At least that's the plan, according to Fernando Abad. Now the pitch is swung on and hit high in the sky towards center. This should do it. Forrest Wall is there, and he makes the catch, and that's the ball game. Walton flies to center, and the Raiders win it 8-3 is our final score today in a game in which the Raiders limited Sacramento to just four hits. And the Raiders had a big contribution from Kyle Lewis, and Tacoma takes the opener of this series here at Sacramento, 8-3, the final score. We invite you to stick around. We'll recap today's game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Progressive's Home Court Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Court Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Raiders get the win in the series opener here at Sacramento. Final score, Tacoma 8, Sacramento 3. Big game from Kyle Lewis, although you would not have known it at the start. It didn't start out as a big game for him. In the very first inning, after Sam Haggerty opened up the game with a base hit, Kyle Lewis grounded into a double play. Sacramento scored a run in the bottom of the first against Tacoma starter Justice Sheffield, who hit the leadoff man with a pitch, and then Donovan Walton hit an RBI double. Rivercats were up 1-0, just two batters into the bottom of the first inning. But after that, Sheffield had his best outing of his brief season with the Tacoma Rainiers, his third start with the team. He kind of rolled from that point forward and did allow kind of a tainted run in the fourth, but on the whole was solid today. And the Rainiers tied it up at the top of the second inning. Brian O'Keefe hit a leadoff double, and then with one out, Marcus Wilson singled to center. And Eric Mejia grounded out, but it scored O'Keefe and made it 1-1. The bottom of the second, Sheffield worked around two walks, but he retired the final two hitters, set down the side in order in the third. In the fourth, Austin Dean led off with an infield single. A hit batter put runners at first and second. Sheffield then got a double play grounder from the catcher, Papirski, but a rushed throw by right here, shortstop Sam Haggerty was offline, and Papirski ended up being safe at first because the throw pulled the first baseman off the bag, even though Papirski was going to be out by like two steps. So instead of a double play, the Raiders only got one run there, and that ended up costing them a run because the following batter, Ricardo Genoves, hit a sac fly to score at Dean and make it 2-1 Sacramento. In the top of the fifth inning, though, the Raiders took the lead. Eric Mejia singled to right. He was at second base with two outs when Sam Haggerty was hit by a pitch on an 0-2 count. Sean Gelli on the mound. That meant there were two outs, and he hit Haggerty, and that meant he had to deal with Kyle Lewis. Lewis, though, had grounded into a double play and struck out in his first two at-bats. Not this time. He launched a three-run homer to right center field over the 380-foot sign here at Raleigh Field, 405 the measured distance. This is not a PCL bandbox in Sacramento. This is a pitcher's park. That ball was crushed. Lewis, a three-run homer to right center, and Tacoma had a 4-2 lead in the fifth, and Kyle Lewis was not done. In the sixth inning, the Red Ears got a leadoff single from Zach Green, and then with one out, Eric Mejia really crushed a pitch from Jelly, roping a two-run homer to right field very deep, and it was his fourth of the year. The Red Ears had a 6-2 lead, and that knocked out Jelly. In from the bullpen came Cody Carroll. Forrest Wall then reached when a pop fly fell in. It fell in for a double, and then Blandino walked, and with two outs in the inning, Kyle Lewis was up again, and he ripped another one. This one was in the ballpark, but it hit the outfield fence near the 380-foot sign in left center. It went for a two-run double, and the Red Ears had an 8-2 lead in the top of the sixth inning. Patrick Weigel was on the mound. He pitched a three-up, three-down fifth inning. In the sixth inning, Padlo got him for a solo homer to left field, the former Rainier hitting his first one ever against the Red Ears. His eighth of the year total, sixth with Sacramento. That made it 8-3. But the River Cats did not score again. A little scary in the bottom of the seventh when Riley O'Brien walked the bases loaded with one out. Tim Fedorovich had a quick hook, got Nick Ramirez in there, and he promptly got Padlo to ground into an inning-ending double play to get out of the seventh inning jam and stop Sacramento from drawing closer. And the Red Ears went on to win it 8-3. The final score today. Here are the final totals in today's ball game for Tacoma. 8 runs, 12 hits, no errors. They left 6 on base. Sacramento, 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors. And they left 8 on base. Winning pitcher is Patrick Weigel. He is 1-1. And the loss goes to Sean Gelli. He is 2-2. Time of the ball game, 2 hours, 49 minutes. The attendance, 3,162. With the win, the Rainiers go to 12-25 on the year, and Sacramento falls to 18-19. These two teams have a day game tomorrow at 12:05. We'll be on the air with a pregame show in the morning at 11:55. Again, that is tomorrow, 12:05. McCacken on the hill for the Rainiers, Espinal for Sacramento. We've got more for you on the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show. The Major League Baseball scoreboard is coming up right after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Ready for an MVP move? Count how many birthdays your water heater has celebrated. If it's more than 10 years old, now is the time to upgrade. Emergency water heater replacements are stressful and expensive. Don't find yourself in that situation. Tacoma Power offers a zero-interest loan to help you pay for a hybrid water heater. Check out offers at mytpu.org. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
Rainiers win 8-3 the final. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. And we will begin with the Seattle Mariners game. They lost today. The M's losing at Toronto 3-0 the final score as they got shut out by Jose Berríos and a couple of Toronto relievers. The M's had a good start from Logan Gilbert, who went 7 innings and allowed 3 runs. But that wasn't good enough today. The only runs coming in the second inning on a bases-loaded triple by George Springer. So the M's no runs today, and they fall 5 games under .500 on the year at 16-21. An action-packed day in the majors today. All the teams were in action, and there were 3 doubleheaders today as well. We'll start in the American League. White Sox and Royals double-dip in Kansas City. White Sox won the first game 3-0. Dylan Cease, 5 2/3 scoreless innings with 9 strikeouts to get his 4th win. Jose Abreu with a 2-run double to snap a scoreless tie in the 5th inning. But the Royals won the second game 2-1 as Brady Singer went 7 scoreless innings with 9 strikeouts, a career high, and the Royals edged the White Sox in game 2-1. The Yankees were 5-4 winners at Baltimore over the Orioles. Aaron Judge is leading the major leagues in home runs, and he's taking it seriously. Today, he was 4-for-5 with 2 home runs, giving him 14 on the year, and he drove in 3, led the Yankees to the win over the O's. Houston had a record-setting inning and beat the Red Sox at Fenway 13-4. The Astros scored 9 runs in the second inning. That wasn't the record. The record was that they hit 5 home runs in 1 inning. That ties the major league record, 8th time it's ever happened. The Astros had home runs in the second inning alone from Michael Brantley, Kyle Tucker, Yuli Gurriel, Yadier Alvarez, and the rookie Jeremy Pena. So 5 homers in 1 inning. Tough day for Nathan Eovaldi and the Red Sox. Astros went big 13-4. And they just finished up down in Arlington. The Rangers beat the Angels 10-5. A big comeback in the late innings. The Rangers did a lot of scoring in the late innings in that ball game. And the Rangers got to read Detmers, too. Detmers' first start for the Angels after throwing a no-hitter. He ended up allowing 3 runs in 3 1/3 innings. Got no decision. The Angels' bullpen ended up taking the loss. And Tampa beat Detroit 8-1 in Tampa Bay behind the pitching of Shane McClanahan. 7 innings, allowed just 1 run, and McClanahan struck out 7. Former Rainier G-Man Choi drove in 2 runs for Tampa today. And one AL game is in action. The A's lead the Twins 5-2, top of the 8th inning in Oakland, as Gary Sanchez and Royce Lewis have homered for the Twins, but those are their only runs so far. One interleague game today. Reds beat the Indians 5-4 in 10 innings, and it was an ugly finish. They won it on a bases-loaded walk drawn by Mike Moustakas in the top of the 10th. AL games, or National League games now. The Dodgers hosting the Diamondbacks in a day-night split doubleheader at Dodger Stadium. Dodgers won the first game 7-6. Mookie Betts had 3 hits with a homer, drove in a couple of runs. He's been heating up. And then the Dodgers are going to win the second game as well. They lead 11-2 in the 8th inning right now as Edwin Rios has hit a homer for the Dodgers in that one. Mets and Cardinals double dip in New York. Mets win the first game 3-1 as Jeff McNeil and Dom Smith had RBI doubles. Cardinals take the nightcap 4-3. Tyler O'Neill, who had struck out 6 times in the doubleheader, ended up having the go-ahead RBI single in the top of the 9th inning for St. Louis, and they hold on and get the split. Marlins beat the Nationals today 5-1 down in Miami as it was a big game for Miguel Rojas. The Marlins infielder singled, doubled, and homered, scored two runs, drove in another. Marlins beat the Nats, and they're going to go for a sweep tomorrow. Padres shut out the Phillies 3-0. Mike Clevinger getting his first win since returning from Tommy John surgery. Five scoreless innings of one-hit ball today for Clevinger. A couple of relievers helped finish up a five-hit shutout. The Braves shut out Milwaukee 3-0 in Milwaukee as Atlanta's Marcel Ozuna hit a two-run homer, his sixth of the year. Tucker Davidson for the Braves started and went five scoreless innings and got the win. Cubs shut out the Pirates 7-0 as Keegan Thompson delivered five scoreless innings to get his third win. And Christopher Morel, just up from AAA Iowa, homered in his first major league at-bat for the Cubs. And one other National League game just finished at Coors Field. The Giants beat the Rockies 10-7. Tommy La Stella and Mike Yastrzemski each with three hits for the Giants today. And Alex Cobb picked up his third victory. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Sacramento, Rainiers win 8-3. We'll be back with more right after this.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision. And at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Rainiers win. They beat Sacramento 8-3 with some big thanks to their major leaguer on rehab. Kyle Lewis goes 2-for-4 with a double, a homer, five runs batted in. He led the way. Jared Kelnick, first game back, 1-for-5, three strikeouts. He looked like he's going to need some time to get going again, but it probably won't be long. Brian O'Keefe, Zach Green, Eric Mejia, two hits each. Mejia hit a hard homer to right field, long one. And the Red Ears had some tidy relief pitching, particularly from Nick Ramirez, who put a stop to the Sacramento threat in the seventh inning when it looked like they might get another hit or two and get back in the game. And that was a terrific moment for Ramirez, getting Padlo to ground into a double play. The Red Ears pitching staff limited Sacramento to just four hits today. They walked six, but just the four hits, and that is always good to see. Well, a win is good to see, too. Those have not been easy to get for the Red Ears this year. Quick look at the PCL scoreboard back east. Round Rock beat Sugarland down in Texas 5-2 in the Eastern Division. Salt Lake was a 3-1 winner at home against Albuquerque. Oklahoma City put the hammer on El Paso 13-5. And Reno shillelagh'd Las Vegas 14-6. Stone Garrett joined the double-digit home run column with his 10th of the year for the Aces. Well, daytime baseball tomorrow, so let's wrap this up so we can get back to the hotel and get my notes done for tomorrow and get some sleep because we got an early start tomorrow, 12:05 p.m., first pitch. Pre-game show starts at 11:55. Darren McCacken's on the mound for the Red Ears. Raynel Espinal is a right-hander for Sacramento. He's 2-0 with a 3.38 ERA. Off to a very good start with 38 strikeouts in 24 innings. We'll get our first ever look at Raynel Espinal tomorrow at 12:05 p.m. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you tomorrow at noon. Once again, our final score today, Tacoma 8, Sacramento 3. Have a great night.